frightening the kids. They just didn't do much except what they told them to, and it wasn't too hard on them, but if they said do something, they meant it. They knew they meant it. They didn't have to do anything to them.
Well, there are a couple things here that have to do with recreation, games, and so on. Sometimes kids would get these round things out of barrels and play with them, roll them along, what you call them.
I forgot what they call those things. I remember that. I can't remember what they call those things. It's some kind of name they had for that, but I can't remember.
Great big, round metal strips.
Hoops around it. That wasn't what they called them.
Well, if you think of it, let me know, will you? When the kids are playing games, you ever play hide and seek?
Yes.
So on. Play tag?
Not too much.
Play
tag.
Well, what'd you call the place where the ones that were going to be caught, they'd be safe if they could touch it?
Home base.
Mm-hmm. Ever called goal?
No.
Do you ever use the word goal for anything?
I believe not.
Mm-hmm. How about this thing you put over, take a plank and put it over a log or put it over a fence or something?
Yeah, call that a seesaw.
And if you could fasten it in the middle somehow, so that you could spin it around, what would you call that?
That was we call it swirly something, but I forgot what it was. Swirly gig or something like that, I forgot.
Mm-hmm. Jogging, ever called jogging board?
No.
Do you have anything you call jogging board?
No.
Merry-go-round?
No.
What do you call that? Oh, what's this game that you take and try to toss things over a peg?
Well, the only game we had like that was horseshoes.
Did you ever call that quoits?
No.
What do you call a kid that squeal on his friends?
I don't know about that.
Does that have any special name?
No, I guess not.
Somebody to go tell?
Tattletale, maybe. Another game we had back then, it was Auntie Over.
Well, how'd that go?
That was when we was going to school.